Hola, Tomatinos. Are you not entertained? Are you not full to the brim with the freshness of the new Deep Fat Fried intro, made possible entirely by the patrons over at the Pessimist Productions Patreon? Let me tell you something. Often it is said you can lead a horse to the water, but you no canna make him drink. Well, at the Pessimist Productions Patreon, we are lucky that we are not making content for horses. We are making content for men and women with hungry bellies. Feast your eyes upon the buffet. Look at the giant amount of content that is given to you on the monthly for $5. More to come from Deep Fat Fried. I am Senor Tomat.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
And you notice that we are within striking distance now. I think 92 patrons away from having to do our 24-hour show.
Man.
The 12-hour show is going to happen on the 25th, so 1 week from today.
I'm surprised you can do any sort of math, CJ.
It's going to be doing... Shut up. It's going to be going from noon to midnight on Friday the 25th. So check that out, you dumb fucking pieces of shit.
Wow. Wow. That was unnecessary, TJ.
Whoa, TJ. Look at me, dude.
That was unnecessary, TJ.
What's unnecessary?
Cutting me off, TJ. Cut off.
You're cut off. Good.
Yeah, why are you trying to hide Scotty?
Since fucking TJ adjusted the fucking camera again when he was drunk. Well, I should say adjust.
He fumbled into it.
He was fucking wasted as usual.
As per usual.
Yeah, me and Paul did a stream last night. Pretty epic. Cynics versus Cinema. Went for 5 hours.
Yeah, TJ
got... I drank
got
a fifth of rum.
Obliterated.
Totally obliterated. It's pretty fun. I had an emotional meltdown at one point. I was crying.
Didn't you piss yourself?
Well,
too?
I tried to... the last thing I remember trying to do last night was I tried to do another stream on TJ Does Life. I could never get it to work.
Oh my God.
But I woke up this morning and found that I had created the stream link.
It so was you called, totally intended.
It was called Get Drunk, Get Powell.
Powell.
I think I might have been trying to write Paul for some reason, but it came out P-A-O-I-L or some crap. And it was Drunk, Get Powell.
I don't know.
And that's the last thing I remember. Today I discovered that I apparently, in my fumblings or in anger, deleted XSplit from the computer.
Probably in anger, I would guess, because you couldn't get the stream working right. You
were like, this fucking thing ain't worth shit anyway.
He was singing some song about titties, too. He was
yeah,
like,
that's how I left him last night.
I sang an epic song about titties.
Paul's like, well, see you later.
I went to bed. I don't remember going to bed, but I woke up in my bed, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sweaty. And then I'm just kind of like... That ain't sweat.
Oh, dude.
That ain't sweat. That's piss.
TJ so, leaked the bed, dude.
TJ.
I had to take all the sheets off, had to take the mattress cover off, had to take the blanket off, toss them into a pissy soaked pile in the corner. I had to put a bunch of towels on my bed because even the mattress protector couldn't stop the flow of piss.
Damn.
So I had to put a bunch of towels on the bed,
dude.
And I put a sheet over the towels.
Goddamn, dude.
And then I fucking went back to bed with a new blanket, and about 2 hours later or so, I had this little cough, just like a... But that little cough set some chain reaction off in my body where it's like, you have to puke now.
Great.
And I'm like, okay, the toilet is about 25 paces away from where I am now. I just need... I had a conversation with my body. I'm like, look... We're gonna fucking puke. That's fine. I've earned that. All I ask is that you let me make it to the fucking toilet. We're going to move very slowly, very deliberately, and we're going to maintain. And as soon as I sat up, it was just bleh, all over the front of myself.
Fuck, dude.
Just puked all over my own chest and my own lap, on my legs, on the second fucking blanket that I didn't piss on.
That's not beautiful, man.
I'm never drinking again, man.
I love it, dude.
I'm never drinking again. It's not fucking worth it, dude.
Before you started drinking last night, my favorite shit, dude, I was telling you, like, you ain't gonna remember half of this shit. You were like, psh, I ain't like you, man. I don't get blackout drunk. I remember everything. My mind is clear, Paul. I was like, all right.
I remember saying that.
Was it said seriously?
Everybody that drinks a whole bottle of... Oh, yeah, it was said totally seriously.
Okay, so it wasn't just bravado. No, it was
I was totally serious.
God, you're an ignorant
dude. I got to say this, too, not to change the subject about the intro. They say that the camera adds 10 pounds, but being animated, like, removes 40 or 50. Like, he was real generous with me. Like, in terms of the... Like, I thought I was going to be way bigger. I was going to hate this. But, like, he was real nice to me. Made me look slim.
Honestly, one of my favorite things of this intro is seeing Paul's hands going...
Yeah, my little feet kick, too, when I'm shooting.
Yeah, you're like...
I'm so excited to be in my little ball. It's so true.
We got some other news, besides our new intro and TJ being inebriated, which is our tickets are now on sale for DFF.
That's true. Yeah, patrons got first crack at that shit.
Yep, you guys can go. If you are I mean, obviously, you're all patrons in here. But, if you're not aware yet, there is a link on the Patreon to go buy tickets to the event happening July 21st at the Mint in L.A.
Well, when the preview goes out, everyone's going to know, too.
Yeah. And, for those of you who are watching the 10-minute preview, that link will be in the description for you. So you'll now be able to get it.
You'll have to scrabble over the scraps left by the patrons, so hopefully you can get
that. At least,
hopefully you can get your tickets.
At least 10 or 15 of our patrons said they've already bought tickets.
Oh yeah,
so.
Dude, it's they're going quick, dude.
Going
get your tickets now.
Get your tickets.
Get your
quick.
Tickets now. Get them now. Don't miss this. It's gonna be fucking awesome, dude. It's gonna be awesome.
It is the Mint in LA, Deep Fat Fry 21+.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm dressing like my cartoon character here. I'm getting a big blue tank top.
Someone says it's a little pricey. Well, let me explain something. It'd be pricey if all we did is go up on stage and do an hour and then you never see us again. But the way that our meetups work is, first of all, the $75 people, the VIPs, they get in an hour before everybody else and they just get to hang out with us and stuff before the stage show begins. Then Marshall Manson's going to take the stage, play a fucking set, play the song you just heard in our intro, play a bunch of other songs like Salty Paul and shit. Then we're going to take the stage, and then when our stage show is done, we're going to go off and we're just going to mingle with you guys and party with you until like 2 a.m.
Right. So this isn't like just a show you're going to. Like, we rented this place out for the day.
You're paying for a fucking evening.
Yeah.
An evening with DFF.
Yeah, I think this place closes at 2:30 in the morning. We'll be there till
1:45.
Well, there you go. We'll be there till 1:45 then.
The doors open at like, I think, 7 for VIPs and maybe like 8 something for the normies.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to get to spend 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, about 6 hours with us. Just hanging out with DFF. So, skeptical you left DP. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
See. Sharp. You're a sharp one, Marlon. Yeah, but so...
just happened.
So, you know, if it was just a stage show, I agree, it'd be pricey.
Yeah,
but
if it was just a stage show,
you get to hang out
be.
With us fucking all night. You get to, everyone's part of the after party. Well, everyone gets to fucking party on.
The idea was that we traditionally did meetups with, you know, DP, was that it was basically, we didn't even sell tickets. It was just, we'd go to a bar and say, we're going to hold an event. And they'd be like, well, as long as people spend X amount of money, you can hold the event here or you owe us money, which only ended up one time having to pay a venue. But we were like, no, we kind of want to combine those two things. We want to do the show. We want to, you know, produce something cool for you guys so it's a different experience. And we also wanted people to be able to hang out and meet us. We also like that aspect of all our meetups, is getting to know our fans and meeting them. And
for sure.
So we kind of just combined the two things into one.
Signing stuff. We're going to have a merch table at this one. Going to be all kinds of crazy shit. So
you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be fucking awesome.
I mean, it's going to be the best one we've ever done. It's gonna make all the DP meetups we did look like fucking dog shit in comparison. It's gonna be the most extravagant, spectacular fucking event in the history of mankind. So I mean, and if you think that
gold chicken wings will be served, gold dipped chicken wings.
I'm the guy who is significantly larger than TJ. Good for you, James. Good for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that big
dude.
I
know who he's talking about.
Yeah, come on down, dude.
It's like a Viking in our midst.
Dude, he was like fucking 20 feet tall.
Yeah. It's like a fucking oak tree standing there.
He's like
3
or 4 inches taller than TJ or something like that.
He was huge. Huge.
You're like 6'6", and he's like 6'8 or 9 or something.
6'6", the number of the beast. Anyway, today's topic is, we actually got two topics. We have the Battle of the Three Popes, and we have some America by the Numbers shit that Scotty threw together.
Cool.
Scotty, once again, did the research for this episode.
This is basically TJ's way of throwing me under the bus if the episode sucks.
No.
That's all it is, TJ, let's be honest.
How is it that?
That's exactly what it fucking is, TJ. Monitor your fucking conspiracy.
I'm just giving you credit for doing the
fucking
research.
You're going to take this fucking shit off and come whoop your fucking ass, dude.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Think this shit is fucking funny, dude?
No,
this is fucking funny, TJ?
Scotty was bitching about it earlier. He was like, I had to do the research for 2 episodes in a fucking row.
Yeah, while you were fucking sitting around playing some bubble Tetris game bullshit, you motherfucker.
That bubble game is fucking
fun.
You're
a fucking, you're one lazy son of a bitch, TJ.
Dude, you
supposed
agreed.
To go to the fucking
you
bank.
Agreed in advance.
Supposed to go to the fucking bank.
I wasn't drunk, I was hungover. It's different.
You were still drunk at the time, probably.
I was, honestly. I was still fucking
Thank
wobbling.
You. Thank you. So you just lied again, bitch.
I wasn't really lying.
Caught
I mean,
in a lie again.
I was more
dude,
fucking
you
hungover
shit
than
too
I was drunk.
Fucking easy, dude.
Tetris with TJ.
Tetris with TJ.
Dude, I did a fucking Tetris with TJ stream on TJ Does Life, and the first game I played, I did pretty well, but then every game I played after that was total dog shit.
Oh, your nerves got to you.
You don't have the skills.
It's fucking horrible.
You gotta,
I'm getting pretty good
TJ.
At that agar.io shit, though.
Oh, yeah?
And
yeah.
Tetris the TJ?
I can usually get in the top fucking 15 or so now, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're here to talk about some
fucking
popes. Popes,
the
bitch.
The Battle of the Popes, dude.
So, Scotty, you did the research. What the fuck is this this Battle of the Three Popes? I mean, what is that?
Well, primarily, for most of it, there's actually only two popes, but then very near the end of it, what's called the Western Schism.
The Western Schism. I have a map here.
There was actually then three popes for a while, so they tried to reduce it down to one pope, which would, you know, make sense, but actually there was at one point three popes.
Cool. So here is the map of the Western Schism.
So basically these countries were allied with the Pope that was basically do them the most favors. So it was, the political alliances were basically just like, okay, we're supporting this Pope because he's going to be the most favorable to us.
So all this pink shit or purple shit or whatever color this is, my colorblind ass doesn't know.
Those are the allegiance
to Avignon.
Yep, Avignon.
That's one of the fucking popes. The green shit is allegiance to Rome.
Yep, to the Pope of Rome.
The
Bishop of Rome.
Blue shit is just Eastern Orthodox.
Fuck them.
Which we're not really going to get into them. No. Then the Islamic stuff. And then this orange shit is shifting allegiances. So these
like,
are the places where people are like, you know,
well,
we're not quite sure.
The problem with it, really, then the reason why it was very difficult for these people to choose sides was because, I mean, yeah, obviously there's the political considerations, but it's also you don't want to back someone who then later becomes not the Pope, you know what I mean? So then you side against the current Pope, who does have a lot of power at this time.